This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Jake and Amir, two Jewish guys, with a podcast that's known to make you smile. They answer questions from the listeners so true, in a comedic style that's fresh and brand new.
If I were you, what would I do? Ask Jake and Amir. They'll give you a clue. Gold mic for Jake, turdy for Amir. Two comedians bringing laughter. Don't you fear.
Jake with his wit and Amir with his frown, asking questions and putting them to the test. Sometimes Jake becomes the game boy and Amir the chipmunk that's always a mess.
If I were you, what would I do? Ask Jake and Amir. They'll give you a clue. Gold mic for Jake, turdy for Amir. Two comedians bringing laughter. Don't you fear.
So tune in every week to If I Were You, where Jake and Amir will answer your questions too. They'll bring the laughs and the giggles galore with a comedic theme that'll have you wanting more.
Always frowning.
That should terrify everyone in this room.
Yeah, AI is coming to replace all your favorite artists. You heard that.
That sounded awesome, that. And it was created in a second.
Bieber, goodbye Styles.
This AI is trolling you.
No, that's what he said. He said, long-time listener, luckily in 2023 with AI, you don't need musical talent, so I went to ChatGPT with this prompt. Write a theme song for a podcast called If I Were You, where two coy Jewish comedians named Jake and Amir answer listener-submitted questions. Jake always wins the prestigious Golden Mike Award, and Amir always receives a dishonorable turdy. Sometimes Jake portrays a character named the Game Boy, and Amir resembles a chipmunk, and it's okay to be antagonistic towards him. That's why the frown. Yeah.
Yes, Amir with his frown.
There's nothing more antagonistic than saying that I frown
from time to time.
Then I put the lyrics verbatim into an AI voice generator and clicked add music, and the whole experience made me want an AI-themed Jake and Amir, even a ChatGPT to write an episode.
All right.
Well, this is good because we're sort of ending the show soon.
Not
sort
of.
I don't know if you guys heard.
Yeah.
We're in the real studio with Jillian.
Jill just found out. Jill's my wife. She just found out.
I can't hide it on my face.
Yeah.
And Avital on the couch next to me.
That's me.
Very soft, everybody. Great job.
You see that rock, girl?
I didn't see
love. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can see that it's a 48 really carat, whatever.
Thank you.
Really thank expensive.
You. Not a diamond.
Doesn't have to be.
However yeah. those things work. If you could shout out my Instagram, says this guy, it's Jake Berg.
The Instagram is it's Jake Berg.
Mm-hmm. At it's Jake Berg.
And he also makes special effect videos and AR filters. Hit me up if you need an Instagram face filter.
Love it.
So appreciate
that.
That's
fun.
That is fun.
I've been looking for one.
You can do the signature Amir frown as a, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Amir with his frown.
Yeah.
What he's known for.
I don't actually frown that much.
No,
The robot is putting me on blast. You know I don't frown. Jillian Teller.
Never seen it. Always a smile.
That's right.
It's true.
But that's exciting because this is the second to last episode of our show.
Oh my God.
And you sort of start getting the themes that the robots are taking over to the point where this guy kind of recommends that two AIs can write an entire podcast for us.
Mm-hmm. Here's a question. How could you possibly top this podcast? If this is the penultimate, what's the ultimate? Impossible. You can't beat this.
Oh, just the two of you. Just the two of you.
Way classic. To sell us down the river immediately.
She means you and Jillian.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Jill's saying just reflecting the two, just on me the last tall, 10 years.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Pretty good.
We can hand off hosting duties to you two.
Yeah. If I Were You actually doesn't have to end, we just have to end.
I always thought it'd be really fun for me and Jill to do hey, it's Amir, and you're like, hey, it's Jake, and we just never explain it. And then we do all the things. You got a turdy, I got a golden mic.
Anyone can do these bits.
Here, come up with a new one. Turdy and golden mic is a good classic.
Hold on, let me go check my ChatGPT first.
Your water just broke.
No, it's too much pressure.
This is also technically the first podcast for your unborn.
The debut.
Yeah. Unless you're not on another podcast, right?
No, just the one podcast that I do at noon on Fridays.
Right. Okay. So this, yeah, technically the first time my daughter's been on this show.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Can we say or guess the name? Natalie.
Nailed Portman.
It. Wow.
Right.
Natalie Porcupine?
That is a great name. Your next dog, Natalie Porcupine, or next porcupine.
The dog can be named whatever. The porcupine should be named Natalie. Natalie,
yeah.
Okay. That would be so good.
Have you guys messed around with the chat, the AI stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been using it a lot more than I thought I would because it's very good at bullshitting, and like that's so much of what you have to do when you're like researching something.
Yeah, like what are 20 ideas or something? Yeah, like, what do you ask them?
Definitely. Or like, what's the connection between this thing and that thing? And they can draw, or like ChatGPT can draw a connection faster than I can because it's going through like hundreds of Wikipedia pages and it's just
an example?
Doing. Yeah, I think I was like, oh, God, this is so specific. What is the connection between, like, tap dance and, this one, what, Gina Davis? I don't know. This is, like, very random.
Between and tap dance and Gina Davis? And it'll find
and
it
And it'll,
you?
Like, say, well, in this particular movie, she was, like, seen as doing this kind of dance and da-da-da. And you're That's like, cool. Okay, thanks, ChatGPT. Wow. And you can...
Do you, have
can,
to thank it? Or I thought that was the beauty of the robot.
I sometimes do
so
to be
polite.
No, because I think it's important to teach ChatGPT. GPT
manners.
Right. Yeah. If it's going to run the world, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be like, I think you're wrong, and also, fuck off. Like,
yeah,
that
like when they become nascent, murdering, killing machines, they'll walk into your office like, she actually thanked me. Not,
yeah.
Turns to left, just destroy Jake.
Starts tap dancing away like Gina Davis.
I think a lot of us are doing that.
Using ChatGPT?
Or being very polite to it because we're afraid.
As we should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I'm not necessarily polite, but I definitely talk to it like it's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As if and you're like rude to people.
It's like customer support.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I talk to humans and robots the same, just casually.
What's up, dude?
Like,
hello.
I'm their buddy.
You used it to write our last like live show opening bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which it's pretty good with comedy.
It was. It was so funny because like it wrote me like a really generic one. It was like, hey, I'm Jake and this is Amir and we're going to host this show with our crazy brand of humor. You know, the kind that makes you smile. And then I was like, I gave it the response back. I was like, can you make it like a little more risque? And it basically did the same thing. And I was like, now we're going to tell some dirty jokes and we're going to make you cringe. And then it gave a line to Amir. It's like, and maybe we'll tell a few jokes about Jake's small dick. Like, it wrote a pretty good line.
Yeah. How did it know you had a small little dick?
Well, it comes through millions and millions of internet pages. So it's seen anything that's been written about my dick before.
Yeah.
And I actually think we've written extensively about me having a tiny dick and Jake and Amir.
Have you tried at all write this in the voice of Jake and Amir and see if it can do that?
We've asked it before to write a Jake and Amir sketch, but it just wrote like a kind of like random.
Okay. I get a lot of, I asked ChatGPT to write a Jake and Amir script and they send it to us.
And they're fine.
But like, it's like one punch up away from being useful.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It gives, I feel like the hardest, in Jake and Amir, the hardest thing was just coming up with an idea.
Yeah.
Because once you have the idea, you can write three pages of our characters.
Like Amir brings a toaster oven to work and makes a lasagna at the desk.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Writes itself. Yeah. I know everything. I know every single beat.
And then you can just be like, it's a writer's assistant that you don't have to tell, like you get credit for this now.
Exactly.
Like,
Replacing entry level human work. Right.
This was actually
robot.
Perfect because it kind of doesn't allow anyone else to get their foot in the door.
Yes.
We're in the industry. We've slammed the door shut behind us.
We can have room for one more robot on
right.
the boat.
Yeah, but never again a writing assistant. Like,
no.
A writing assistant? No.
Straight out of college?
No.
There's no need.
No.
There's
maybe
no
when
use.
My nephew graduates, then I'll get someone a job. But
or your
then.
Nepo baby.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. My Nepo baby.
That's
comes
awesome.
First
when
intern.
Natalie Porcupine grows up, she's insured a job, but everyone else is fucked.
My goal in life is to have a Nepo baby. Because that means I'm successful.
That's pretty good.
To where the child is, by definition,
a nepo.
Yeah.
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 My old man didn't leave me with shit, actually.
I wish I were.
Well, you could have gone to medical school and he probably would have had an in for you at his hospital, but you didn't live up to your expectation. You didn't hold your end of the bargain up. You know what I mean?
My brother's a doctor.
So. Yeah, no.
What's the worst thing that Natalie Porcupine could grow up to be? What would disappoint you the most?
As a daughter to grow up to be?
Oh.
Yeah. Like the equivalent of what Amir did to his parents. What would that be for you guys?
I mean, maybe... I think she could do whatever she wanted, but I would be like,
bad answer.
I don't know.
If she wanted to do comedy, I would maybe be like, I wouldn't stop it, but I maybe in my head be like, I wish you'd try something different, because like then I'll just keep on having to go to comedy shows.
Right. I just have such a hyper specific example though, because we were watching Love Is Blind last night, and I'm like, if she were to grow up and be
on a reality show,
no, specifically that woman, Arena, on Love Is Blind season 3, I'd be like, absolutely no.
What would suck?
She's kind of mean.
She's rude. She's so mean, and it's like, that's the job.
You also said you wouldn't let her ride horses.
Oh, never.
Well, that sort of feeds into the being an asshole person.
That is definitely not the first time we've talked about this on like a podcast.
Yeah,
too, yeah. I feel.
And I've like come out. Really? Come out very pro horse, which I'm not. I'm just, you know, not so anti horses.
An equestrian is not allowed. Maybe it's because
to an equestrian, Jill says nay.
You made this joke on podcast.
That was the first time we're just on the same.
That
page.
One's on the cuff. Yeah. I just genuinely think it's an irresponsible hobby. It's just so
not sustainable.
What about motorcycles?
Oh, I don't think I have. Too
4-year-old on a motorbike, a hog.
Don't. I'm not going to buy that for a person any person.
You can earn that with your reality show money.
Arena, honey, Arena, Natalie Porcupine.
We should not name her Arena like we were planning on.
You can say all this stuff now, but as soon as that little princess wants a pony, Jake's going to have to give it to her. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
what Jill is saying it now, because she knows I'm going to come back
for the
pony.
Second date or something. I was like, by the way, never a horse.
Yeah, we've been talking about a horse for a minute.
Really?
I didn't even think you could ask for a horse. Like, that wasn't on my
agenda.
I was working so hard to try to get a dog, and that was a no, let alone a horse.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a natural progression, because I'll say yes to everything.
Yeah.
So by the time, she's just going to test my limits and she won't find
an elephant.
Yeah, fine. Do your thing, babe. Whatever you want.
There must be books and stuff or literature at this point that like says like what you have to do from the 0 to 3 to sort of angle your child towards one thing or another, right? Mm-hmm. Like how to not raise a jerk.
Is that I asked learned that at the home? Other day. How do you not raise a narcissist?
You did ask me that.
I did.
Is it like ingrained in their DNA? It's like, sorry, whatever you do, she will or will not be a narcissist.
I know.
I don't know.
Isn't there a thing with psychopaths that they're like missing part of the frontal lobe? Like it's physiological.
Yeah, but I think it's still like a combination of things.
Yeah, you can't really separate.
Right, it's like a brain thing, but then also some kind of trauma and
But like I've
storm of stuff.
When I first found out I was pregnant, I started eating like a lot more like sardines and like liver. So I think frontal lobe is okay.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
As long as you eat liver, they won't be a narcissist.
Jill had sardines. I think our baby's okay.
I covered us then, and now all I eat is
you yelling
pizza.
To a 28-year-old. I had sardines for what?
For you,
miss. Oh, shut up, mom. I'm going to be on a reality show, and I'm not here to make friends. I ate liver for nothing.
She called me mom?
Well, think about all the narcissists/assholes you know. Are their parents nice and sweet? Probably not, right? I imagine
you know narcissists and their parents? I feel like you meet them, and then that's the end of it. You're like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
I can't even think of like the biggest narcissist asshole that I know.
Oh.
Me. I guess it's me.
Your parents are awesome.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm awesome.
Just like they are to me. Anyway, this is If I Were You, an advice podcast, I guess. The only one hosted by us, me and Jake. For two more episodes. And today, potentially our last guests. We haven't quite figured out what we want to do for the finale, but we have Jillian and Avital in the studio with us. This is a first, right? You've done the show and you've done the show, but never together.
Have we done it once before?
Yeah, it seems vaguely familiar.
Maybe during COVID you guys both came on.
Oh, yeah, like a live show or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe if it was a live show.
Oh, I think it was.
It was a live show?
I think so.
Yeah, I feel like you guys both like walked into frame for something before.
Yeah.
And you came on after our wedding.
Yeah.
to tell the story, and then Avital's been on.
COVID is right. That's correct.
Yeah,
but never together.
Never together.
We were in the basement in your parents' place.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we're in the same room now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And the electricity is electric. I couldn't think of another word.
The chemistry is off the chemicals. Let's start with an easy one to sort of ease our way into this show.
Great.
Since this is the fourth to last question we'll ever answer. Wow. How do you know if you truly like a girl, asks a guy?
Oh.
You have to ask. You probably don't.
Okay, next question. Oh, no, that was just the subject line. I haven't read it
yet. Okay, okay. Oh, sorry.
I have, actually, we need a dude's name. So, Jillian, let's call this guy what?
Harrison Ford.
That's really
love
good.
It.
Nice.
Harrison Ford writes, I have a friend. Let's call her Eleanor Roosevelt. How's Whoa. That for a movie?
Harrison Ford plays Eleanor Roosevelt?
Get the connection on ChatGPT.
Yeah. Holy
How
shit.
Is Harrison Ford connected to Eleanor Roosevelt?
Great
Aunt
question.
And nephew.
Whoa.
Insane.
Crazy.
What? I always thought I was... I had a friend, Eleanor Roosevelt, who I always thought was attractive, but only recently learned that she might be attracted to me, too. For the past week, we've been spending more time together and doing some light making out. But we've agreed not to label anything so we could take things slow and figure out what us actually is. Hmm. It's been a while since I've been with someone, so this is really fun and exciting. But here's the problem. I don't know if I have feelings for this girl beyond just being good friends. We banter a lot and have good chemistry. But I feel almost too comfortable around her, and I'm not getting butterflies that I usually get when I know I really like someone. A part of it is that we're part of the same friend group, and I recently moved to a new city, so I'm scared because if things go badly, I'll probably lose most of the friends I've made since I moved here. So, do you have any tips on recognizing whether or not you have feelings for someone and separating that friend from someone you're interested in? Thanks. Love, Harrison Ford.
Nice. Wow.
To really love a woman, you gotta hold her. You gotta.
We're all weeping.
Yeah.
to that version of the song.
Exactly. Who sings that song?
When you. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Don't say. Is it Ryan Adams or Brian Adams?
Is it?
I don't know. I mix them up.
Gosling?
I was gonna say Edwin McCain.
No, I would know.
That's I'll Be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is
big
Ryan,
Edwin McCain.
Ryan or Brian Adams is correct.
How old is everyone? Is this an old reference?
I think it's a song.
You don't know this
Isn't
song?
It from a Robin Hood movie? Or am
when
I thinking again?
I've never heard this song before.
Wait, really?
You really love a woman?
No. Yeah, I don't know the song.
To tell her that she's a woman. Emma,
she's the one.
Have you heard
not
of it?
She's tell her she's a woman.
Never heard of it?
Cue it up.
Yeah, cue it up.
To really love a woman, tell her she's a woman.
That's wrong.
To tell her that she's
really
wanted.
Tell her
really
that
wanted.
She's the one. Oh, yeah, tell her
Adams.
That she's really wanted. Yes.
To really love a woman, to understand her, you got to know her deep inside.
It's an 80s song. It's an 80s song.
90s?
No, it's early 90s.
What?
Wow.
Maybe it's just his rendition.
No, I sing it perfectly. I sing it perfectly.
I'm shocked. You could skip too. This is shocking. If we both know it, I would be like everybody.
Jake's older than you.
Not ringing a bell at all.
This is a not the actual version, right?
Yeah, Brian Adams sings Summer of 69?
I've never heard that.
This can't be the right one.
Yeah, this is a cover.
No, we gotta go Brian Adams.
I'm still lost.
No.
Wow.
But this doesn't really sound...
But if they don't know this, it's over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wow.
There was an entire song about knowing whether you really love a woman. But I guess if you guys have never heard of it, we'll have to answer the question the old-fashioned way.
Right.
I would say you have to let her hold you till you know how she needs to be touched.
You're using the song.
That is the...
Oh, yeah, it is one of the lyrics. Yeah.
Oh,
I was going to say, you got to breathe her, really taste her till you can feel her in your blood.
I feel like that's actually going a little too far.
This is about a vampire.
Yeah.
So at least in 1995.
You know, I think that's the answer.
So Harrison Ford had a crush on this person, then found out they had a crush on him.
Yeah, and it's like, do I really like this lady or am I just sort of enjoying hanging out with her?
And they've been friends for a while, so is it still platonic? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Do we know if this person, if Eleanor Roosevelt has feelings that are, like, developing faster than Harrison Ford's?
He doesn't say, but maybe.
But light making out feels like they've already moved past
making
that.
Out, banter. He almost like thought she was attractive, recently found out that she concurred.
Attractive. Okay. Yeah.
Mutual attraction.
I mean, then the chemistry is like maybe not there for this person right now because they're like, we're kissing and it's not really that interesting.
Right.
Well, to be a contrarian, there's an argument to be made because he's like, I just don't have the butterflies that I usually feel. And there is science to suggest that that's like a more of an unsafe response, and that when something is
like you're nervous,
right? When you have the potential for longevity with somebody in a stable relationship and like an emotionally healthy relationship, it lacks that excitement and buzz because you just feel comfortable. And he even, I think, uses that language, right? He's like, we just feel really comfortable with each other.
He also
like
said
that.
He was excited. He's like, this is exciting. It's like, to me, the whole entire question sounds like he likes her and he's into her.
Yeah.
But then he's like, but I don't feel the butterflies. So I wonder if you are feeling them and you're not recognizing them. Like the excitement and stuff.
Right.
And that you were attracted to her before feels good.
But like you said, if he has to ask, is the answer no?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
what I mean. Like maybe he just wants an out to be like, it's like, okay, you're just friends. Like.
Maybe, but also I feel like this is like the magic eight ball where we need more information or need more time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that's on the magic eight ball. Ask another time. That's what it is. Right. Basically, I think they should keep on hooking up
and see
if the chemistry.
I agree.
If it's only light making out, then maybe the mood hasn't been right yet.
Yeah.
Maybe heavy making out needs to happen.
Go from light to heavy.
Yeah, like you said too. Maybe you need to get out of the comfort zone. Into a place you haven't been as friends yet, like an environment, a new activity.
Go on a date.
Yeah. Like that's romance true. It up.
Basically go on a date, and then that's not like leading her on too much. One date, and if it feels good, then good.
And the date's not like, no offense, but it's not like at a bowling alley, right? Like,
yeah, we can agree.
Do you mean no offense because I used to take girls to the bowling alley?
Which is just, you know, like if it's too loud,
it's tacky.
Excuse me, I gotta go take this bowling ball.
It's a really good first date. It's a very good
But
first
they're not
date.
On a first date. They need like lubricant somehow.
Yeah, like
they
mini golf.
Okay, let's. Just take games off the table is what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
It's just like they need
You're suggesting lubricant.
Socially speaking.
Yeah. Don't visit a Vaseline factory.
I don't want him to spook this person. Like, bring a bunch of Aquaphor to the next
date. Also, I think you can say, I'm nervous because we share a friend group. Like, if you say this stuff out loud, it's not so overwhelming to just say.
Yeah.
Here's what gives me pause, but I want to explore this with you. And she's probably in the same boat because it's messy for everyone if it blows up. Also important is, what are you looking for? Because I think if it feels like stable and reliable, but you're like, I want to fuck around for another decade, this is probably not going to work out. Like,
right.
I think if I met Amir 10 years ago, it's, you know, feeling comfortable would be not what I wanted.
10 years ago, he's a loser.
Yeah.
A loser.
He was a hideous troll a decade ago.
We met 9 years ago.
What?
Everything I do it for you.
You guys know that song, right?
I heard that song.
That one I know.
That one is Bryan Adams from the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves soundtrack. And I guess later on he did To Really Love a Woman.
I'm shocked at you. I can't get it.
You've been ignoring us this entire time looking at Bryan Adams' discography.
He did do Summer of 69.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a banger.
By the way, he came up with that one in 1984, so it's not even an age thing.
Summer of 69.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
You know, wow, that was that easy to really love a woman?
She's clearly trolling us or like supporting Jake in this weird fucking way where she's gaslighting us.
We're being pranked.
We're being pranked or this gaslit.
Yeah. Okay, my advice is to lower the lights.
Okay, that's in the studio right now.
Not in
Emma
here.
Kelly,
no, for there. This individual, seems to me like the lights are on too bright in this relationship. Yeah. So lower the lights.
Yeah.
Bring some vulnerability into your conversations. Talk about stuff that is not friendship oriented.
It's really good.
Talk about stuff that's just a little bit more
risque.
Yeah. Get some butterflies in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking heavy making out. Heavy making out is the only way to
talking about having like intimate conversations.
But that's what we're
talking
into.
About necking. Frenching. Deep frenching.
Yeah. Or you can have a conversation.
Sucking
about
face with each other.
Or something like that.
Yeah. But you have a conversation with her tongue.
Where did
your tongue?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Risk French lose style. Excuse me.
Risk losing friends.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Because who needs French. Friends? When you
I mean, you're
French.
Already risking. I don't think it's super risky to take the next step. You're not going too far if you do, test out a romance.
Yeah. So there is a chance he truly likes this girl, even though he doesn't realize he likes this girl.
Well, he does kind of realize he likes her. He's mixed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He should take her to mixed salad place on Sunset.
No, but lower the lights.
Lower the lights.
Actually, can I get the Chinese chicken salad and lower the lights,
clank,
please?
Clank, clank, clank. Everything's clank.
Do you want the cauliflower? It's really good here.
It is so good
yeah,
there.
It's like great date flour. Food.
Yeah. You want this bowl of farts? It's really good.
Well, he wanted to go literally bowling for farts. Literally bowling
for farts. Not for farts. Farts.
No one says farts.
For pins.
For pins.
For pins.
For
pins.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooklyn Bowl style. All right, let's take a break. Thanks to some sponsors. Come back. Answer more questions after these messages.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And we're back. Hey, Jill or Avital, do you guys have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross.
Yeah, that was gross.
Anyway,
that was Amir that improvised that.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, you'd have to ask. You'd have to ask your fiance.
That's another good one for the retrospectus. What's the first time we used that? I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And why did you say I'm coming?
I don't remember what that's from. I think it was about someone's parent walking in on them. Honestly, it's so blue, I don't even want to say, but jerking it off to completion.
Wait, basically. I think I understood that all of that was clear.
Yeah, that was clear. We just didn't know why.
Why, right? Yeah. I think I was embodying such a depraved... Honestly, probably I was doing a Jake character. And to there get was, there, I needed to like...
I think there's another... I remember specifically you like joking about like blowing your grandfather, like sucking and fucking your grandparents, I think.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
You were like talking about a cereal... It's like a cereal mascot or something. Some kind
Captain
of like... Yeah,
Crunch.
Like a, yeah, it was like a cereal tagline or something. But it was about like sucking your granddad off.
Does this sound like me at all? Could you ever imagine me saying something so uncouth?
No.
On air?
Never.
On mic?
On fleek?
On sweet?
With on weed? There's no way.
No way.
Bon me.
All right, unsolicited advice. What do you got?
I was talking to a friend who was wondering if she was unhappy in her marriage and was thinking about this time with someone else. And I
This is when you were talking to Jill earlier.
It's heavy. This is
nice, asshole.
Stuff.
Really nice.
I thought we were just like talking.
I wasn't going to name you, but it was.
Oh, come on.
I was joking.
She was saying, well, I'm pregnant. I just got a dog. And
I'm in too deep.
I know everyone thinks they're having fun, but me and Jill are actually having a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Well, I was joking, so it seems like.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
we're
me
all
too.
Having a good time, but we are trial separated.
We have two episodes left to figure it out.
It's the first time I've seen Jill in a month.
Why do you have to figure it out before the episodes are over?
Otherwise, he's going to go off and not have a podcast. Has to record every time I have these thoughts.
That's how he deals with your thoughts. Just the question of considering when you miss someone, if you actually miss the time in your life when you were with them.
Do you miss your time with Amir,
or do you miss being 25 and having all your options open?
I think of that as sometimes when people who move to LA romanticize New York, where it's like, was New York awesome, or was being 24 in New York awesome?
Right. New York is awesome.
New York is the best.
Yeah, New York's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm 37.
Amir started
awesome.
Eating his mustache when he said that.
But yeah, like, or, you know, was having a job at College Humor awesome, or was being in your 20s awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stuff like when you associate a fun time in your life with something else.
What were the other attachments?
Yeah, exactly. It's really easy to conflate one thing with another.
Yeah, because you do end up missing something that you like. I guess maybe that's like putting it back in like something that you feel like is attainable. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, I miss this person. It's like, well, actually, I could see if they're available.
Right.
I miss this job. Oh, I could maybe try to work there again. I miss this city. Maybe I should move there. But yeah, if you associate it with, or if you realize like, I just miss being, I miss this era, or I miss who I was, then it's like, it lets you move on rather than, I don't know, keep on circling back and trying to chase something.
Can just save you a lot of heartache and time.
Yeah. That said, you're still in love with your ex, and I feel like you guys should give it another shot.
Yeah, I had a dream about Harry Styles last night.
I forgot you totally dated him.
I know.
in high school.
But I told Jake, I was like, I woke up and he was friends with us. But I think it was because Jake went to a basketball game. And I was like, I think that makes him. And sat like courtside. I was like, I think that makes Jake very famous. Yeah.
So you actually had a dream about me.
Jakey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you were just invited by a famous person. You weren't actually invited to the Knicks game.
Yeah, but I was there and I was courtside. And to someone who didn't know who Ben was, they also don't know who I am.
So you're equally unfamous.
Is famous. Yeah, who is
like
who
he
was
the invited
famous
and he
one.
Brought you as a
excuse
plus,
me
he you were his plus one actually not even his plus one because he was asking around. I couldn't make it
if right the his, he was supposed to go town. With his dad
his dad got sick or something like that couldn't make it, so then he invited me.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm not there. And he's
but
like,
actually
you know, literally
actually
anybody
actually
I can
excuse
take.
Me actually the PR woman who was taking photos of Ben at MSG turned to me and said that she was a big fan of our show.
Wow.
Yeah. So I actually am pretty damn famous.
Wow,
am pretty Harry
When he came
Styles.
Home, he handed me a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah. Said.
And said, I brought this back from the game for you.
Would your fucking boyfriend Harry Styles do this?
No, that's the thing. That made me think it was pretty cool. He had like a bunch of candy
Access
there.
Access to free candy.
Yeah.
Jill thinks I'm pretty cool because I have lollipops.
Did you guys get on the Jumbotron?
I don't think so. I wasn't paying attention. There were a couple times that I looked up and other famous people were on the Jumbotron. So
Kevin
maybe
Bacon and stuff like that.
Yeah. So maybe they shot Ben at some point, but I wasn't.
No, the camera
attention.
Would have been right in his face.
I have a counter story that I think balances out yours. So you have this Harry Styles dream and you're like, Harry Styles symbolizes Jake in the dream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a dream where Ethan Hawke was coming onto me and I was weighed down by this man. And then I told him about it and I was like, but you'd be fine if I hooked up with Ethan Hawke, right? And he was like, yeah, that'd be fair. So different strokes for
it
different
opened
folks.
Up different types of conversations.
I feel like if you're hot and above 60.
You said 50. Also, I don't think he's above 60.
Is he not?
No.
Ethan Hawke? No. Yeah. He's got to be like 50 something.
Maybe if you're 50. Hot and above 50, although 50 is pretty low. 55.
But you can't box out Ethan Hawke. You already gave me permission.
I would.
All right,
which
let's
version
start with
of
Ethan
Hawke
Hawk
was
up.
It?
Ethan Hawke age.
It was like present day. Maybe
present
a little
day.
Younger.
He's 52.
Yes.
If you're hot and 52 and above, you can hook up with him.
Wow.
That gets extra cool as I approach 50.
Oh, no, it'll always be me plus 12.
No, I don't think so.
You plus 12 is actually not that much.
Anyway, I think that means Amir loves me more than Jake loves you. Because did you give her permission to fuck
Harry
Styles?
I would help her. I would fucking wingman her.
No, I literally was hanging.
Okay, great.
I was also like, we were hanging out and it was cool. Like, it was so PG that I was like, I can tell Jake about this dream.
Yeah, yeah. Would you ever had a sex dream?
Have I ever?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my God, it's official. Yes.
Can I give my unsolicited advice?
Yes.
You're blushing.
And you're glowing.
Oh, thank you. Don't touch me. I didn't want this to have to happen, but I'm like also aware of time because I have to pee, but I like didn't think that was actually going to happen.
You could pee during the breaks for sure. You can also pee during the show.
Yeah.
Just take the microphone with you.
How much time do we have before a break?
I'll vamp. I can talk for another...
No, before a break.
Oh, an actual break? Maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, great.
10 to 15?
You're good.
I'm good.
Okay.
Smoothies.
Smoothies.
Loving them.
Okay.
Through pregnancy, put a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah.
And then it's like you can drink them in like 5 minutes and forget they ever happened. But you got the stuff in you.
Are they a meal replacement or are they like a snack?
No, they're like pack them up with a bunch of stuff and then hopefully you still have an appetite after that because you know.
Yeah.
You're moving through your day. But right, like so you put enough in it, it can be a meal, but you got to be careful about that.
Normally when I make a smoothie, it's pretty bare bones. I've talked about my recipe. Banana, blueberry, strawberry, peanut butter, almond milk. And that's really it. Protein.
So then I started building off of that.
What's in addition to that?
Oh, now it's like I throw in a bunch of hemp seeds. I throw in a bunch of flaxseed and liver. Dates and
liver,
sardines.
You could do even like like superfood powders, right? Like we're talking
spirulina.
Spirulina. We're talking moringa. Moringa.
Yeah. Mung fruit.
Mung fruit's a sweetener.
Haven't done that.
Got it.
Yeah,
nutrition.
Cardamom. Thyme.
Turmeric.
Cardamom.
Old Bay.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
And then
you're not listening.
Spinach. Frozen spitch.
Yeah, he's degraded.
And
I'll make it for you.
Trace minerals. Okay.
You can just do loose trace minerals.
Just 10 droplets of that. Oh. I mean, see what we're talking? Magnesium.
Are you putting these in the... Tell me if this is too invasive. Are you using the Nutribullet or the Ninja?
No, not a Ninja. Never.
Oh, wait. Which one?
A Vitamix.
Vitamix.
Whoa, fancy. Yes.
Okay. So are you using the Vitamix or are you using the Nutribullet?
Serious.
I know where he's leading. He's leading the witness.
Excuse me.
The Rolls Royce.
I'm
blenders.
Using the Vitamix still.
You're using
I have a preference for the Vitamix.
You like the Vitamix personally. More than the Nutribullet.
Yes. It's an investment and it's paid off.
I think the Nutribullet is...
That's when you drink out of the cup.
Yeah. And actually, I talked about this on the show already. You're the only one that would know because our significant others don't listen to the show or care about us, frankly. I went from the Nutribullet. I thought I upgraded to the Vitamix. And now I've gone back to the Nutribullet.
Because of convenience or because of what?
Convenience.
It's just easier to drink out of it and wash that versus
it's easier to load that.
Drink, wash.
We keep our blender put away. So whenever I'm using that like big ass Vitamix, I'm like grabbing it at the base out of a drawer, grabbing all of the pieces, assembling it. There's a lot more to wash. So I really like the Nutribullet.
Mind you, the Nutribullet's not on the counter. It's still in a closet away. But you're saying it's like two objects instead of, or whatever, three.
It's a lot lighter, easier to clean.
But you're making these monster smoothies, so you need a...
Yeah, because I would say every time I do that Nutribullet situation, it leaks somehow.
Right.
Or
overflows.
It's just like I'm picking up the whole thing and flipping it on its head.
Yeah.
It's not as good of a blender. It's more convenient.
I think so. I don't want to, you know, this is not as hashtag sponsored. I'm just sort of...
No, that's like the gold standard is the Vitamix. That's the way to go.
Like
we're poor
blend.
And don't have one.
Yeah, we have to mash the smoothies by hand.
The trick is your wedding. Your wedding is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Not to mention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then
yeah.
you get a rebate.
Registry.
I mean, there's no...
Ooh,
I'm not out here trying to say everyone should go buy something.
Yeah, a $700 blender, but... Right.
But...
buy trace minerals. You can go buy trace minerals, but not a new blender.
You ever make savory stuff in a smoothie blender?
Yes. Okay.
Hummus?
Yeah, like a tahini or something, like a salad dressings. Yeah, I'll do that. Green goddess dressings.
You do that in the vitamins?
Soups. Yeah, you can
in the NutriBullet that you drink out of. Why? I'll put parsley and salt where you drink the smoothie.
Really hope not. I certainly hope you use the food processor, darling. I really hope you use the food processor.
No, I take a soup and I put it in the Vitamix.
In the Vitamix. Yeah.
And then the soup purees it.
Yeah.
Bing, boom, boom.
It's got that horsepower.
Wish we talked about that.
Let's talk immersion blenders.
We love. What's there to talk about?
Well, I'll eat raw veggies in immersion blender in my mouth.
Ouch!
Ooh. That visual is so painful.
And it purees everything. That's why I got the
cuts. Like it's an oral B.
Yeah, a Sonicare of sorts.
Immersion blender a finger and had to go accident. Yeah.
Jesus.
So that really struck a chord. I'm triggered now, and I have to go.
I'm so sorry. I should have done at least a trigger warning for you. Thank you. But we didn't know each other then, right? You sliced your finger before.
Okay. Yeah.
Or because of.
Yeah, I knew I was going to meet him in preparation.
And I was just asking Jake last night. I didn't meet Jake until before you started this podcast.
Until after we started the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Right, yeah. So the podcast is technically the oldest relationship in this room.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, Jill and I go back about 40 years.
Really?
But... 40 years. Terrible.
Back when Ethan Hawke was 12.
Yeah, wait, because when did we start the podcast?
That's actually none of your business.
Wow.
It actually literally is my
That's
business.
That's the aggressive mirror that we learned about.
I don't know why I said that.
May of 2013?
Yeah.
Wow.
10 years ago.
Yeah. And I think we started dating, I guess.
September, October, November, December.
Yeah. Of that
2013.
Year.
2013.
Yeah.
So just barely you guys are in the lead.
Yeah.
Versus
you guys.
Cool. We can chart our entire fucking lives through this pod. I wonder if our voices sound different just because... When I was a 29-year-old, if I sounded like a nasally tween.
Hey guys, welcome to Bad Review.
That's what you sound like now.
What's that?
That's how you sound now.
No, really.
I couldn't really hear a difference.
Yeah, I was going like, this is my normal voice. And I'm like,
What?
Wait, are you going to do a different voice?
Yeah, this is a different voice. Can you not hear the difference?
Go ahead.
Yeah, talk different.
Yeah, show us.
Talk like how you used to talk yourself.
We're asking you to start now. Start now.
Yes. And then this is my normal voice.
Right.
Do you not hear anything?
Right, no, your normal voice we hear.
So
normal voice we hear.
Right. And this is the high bitch crazy 29-year-old.
Right now or when?
Confounding.
When I said that. As I talk right now, I'm using a high bitch fucking voice. Sorry.
Ah, why is that foamy? Like that.
Oh, tell them about the two pumps of hand soap.
That's water.
Oh, no. That was the other unsolicited advice that I didn't want to give because it would be sponsored, but I'm really liking, it went back down. Element salts in water.
It's like electrolytes that you can add to water.
Okay, this is on brand. I'll sidebar with you.
It's really, first of all, helps me stay hydrated because I'm drinking more water because it tastes better. And then also, you don't have to do like Gatorade with all the added stuff. Love Gatorade too, but this is supposed to be a cleaner electrolyte and it tastes really good.
Very nice.
I'm making my own Gatorade these days.
Whoa. Drop the recipe.
I am. I got coconut water. I got lemon. I got... those trace minerals, and I got some remedy, and I got
use the Vitamix
salt, and I got some raw honey.
Don't worry about the blender, by
the way. What blender she's using?
It doesn't fucking matter.
It matters to me.
It really doesn't.
It matters to me.
It seems like she's often using the Vitamix. She's never using
mix
the
those ones up. How?
That I don't. It's in a cup.
Just in a cup.
Yeah, I don't need Vitamix a blender for a drink.
I want to try your homemade Alecca Gatorade.
Thank you.
It's called Haterade. Thank you.
And you've actually been drinking it for years.
Nice.
You should splice in some from the first episode and the last episode. It'd be so sweet.
It'd be fun to just like react to the first 5 minutes of. I've never listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I listened to it like the week that it came out and I've never listened to it again.
Yeah, yeah. A retrospect.
I listen to them all every night before I go to bed.
All 587. This is so funny. This is amazing. That happened on our last episode, too.
No one loves
you reached out for a pound, and Allison never noticed it. He sat there for 30 seconds.
Longer. It felt like forever. Do you have a dude's name for this question?
Bingo.
Nice.
Nice.
Was his name? Bingo's brother. Yeah.
Bingo was his name. Oh. Let me start off by saying I love you dudes and it's been fun growing up with you for the past 15 years.
Thanks.
Started watching your videos in middle school and now I'm 30. Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Oh God.
I started watching your College Humor videos in middle school, but now I'm a 30-year-old fighter pilot for the U.S. Marine Corps.
Whoa.
Shit. What?
There's an officer on deck.
Can I get his info?
He's been waiting.
Can
for
you
that
what?
I need his info.
Why?
For a project.
Holy shit.
I know.
Wow. I've been in the Marines for over 8 years now, and to be honest, I love it. I'm doing the job I dreamed of since I was a kid. Flying a fighter jet is intense.
Let's hear the whole question before you get his fucking info. He's going to be like, my dick's so tiny.
No, that's the thing. His cock is so big it doesn't fit in the pit.
Is
that the only problem?
It's not social. It's work.
Fighting a fighter plane is intense, challenging, and awesome, as you can imagine. I'm so caught up in this career, I truly can't imagine what I'd do outside the Marine Corps that could ever compare. As much as I love my career, it's equally tough on my wife.
Sorry.
Because you're stuck with a podcaster, fucker.
Did that sound different?
That was very annoying. We're all three trying for it to not.
Yeah, that one sounded exactly like me, unfortunately.
We've been together for 10 years now, 5 married, and we have 2 kids and a three-year-old and a newborn. Those are the 2 kids.
Great.
My wife and I have moved 4 times in just the last 5 years since we got married, and it's really hard on her to get a career started. Additionally, she's always dreamed of raising her kids back home with our families, but as long as I'm on active duty, it can't happen because there aren't any bases nearby. She's told me that she's willing to stick it out in the Marine Corps with me for a full career, which is 20 years, because she knows how passionate I am. But my question is, am I the asshole to put my wife through all this? The moves, starting over, a new place, career setbacks, challenges, deployments, being gone for stretches, while she shoulders the burden of raising kids. The list goes on and on, just in pursuit of living out my boyhood dream. Is it really worth it? This guy sounds like the best person who's ever emailed us. I will love my country and my wife, but I'd hate to be unfair to either. Is it really worth it for me to put the partner I love through that much turmoil, not to mention I live out my dream while she's denied her own? God, this guy sounds awesome. So sensitive, too. And thinks about you.
Yeah, really, when you're home, what are you doing? Are you doing the laundry? Are you lifting your weight when you're home?
What would you do if you were me? That's his question. What would you do if you were me?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And Jillian nailed it. I agree with Jillian. Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's like a zero-sum game where you're going to be happy and she's going to be miserable.
Yeah.
I think there are things you can do when you're home to make her happy and have it feel like her dream is coming true also.
Yeah, but he does feel like it's unfair. He gets to live out his childhood fantasy.
Well, I mean, also look at the positive. I don't know like the details of it, but I do believe that like military families are really supportive. Like they have like good health care. They have really good benefits.
Yeah.
So you are like, you know, while you're having fun and living your dream, you're doing a lot of really good
like
work and providing for your family.
Yeah, yeah, right. And if she said it's okay, I feel like you got to trust her. I mean, you know, sometimes we just say things, but if she's insisting that this is fine, we also don't know what her dream is. Like, he might be her dream.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's really nice to say. He might be her dream.
Can you turn that into a song?
To really love a woman. Now, does it sound familiar? Would you be down to be married to a military man?
I mean, that's not, I don't want to be the person to say no, but probably no.
You don't support our troops, Avital. Wow.
I know.
I would do it
guys,
for God's country.
It's like, okay, wait. It's as if you were just asking me, would you want to marry an NFL player? Honestly, maybe not.
Interesting.
Like,
what about a cornerback?
You have to live sort of with safety. The team. You know what I mean? Like, you have to like be the support. The like
yeah.
your house is where the athlete needs to live, yeah. Right? And, like, I just think
you'd
that is kind of
to the career.
Yeah, like there is also even a point where it's like, well, you have to just make a decision of where you want to be in your life. Like, if we thought we were going to live in LA our whole lives, it's
but
like
he was
that's
traded
a
to
huge...
Cleveland. And now you have to live in Cleveland or some
right,
shit.
Right, right.
But at the same time, he's in the NFL.
So it wouldn't matter. Awesome. It'd still have its golden handcuffs.
Yeah.
And so anything that is like a relationship has golden handcuffs, I feel like you're picking your choice. That's your choice right there. But.
Well, trust
there's
me.
There's four of us here.
You don't have to worry about that. Jake's never making it to a professional athletic field. Have you ever seen this guy throw a football?
Oh,
he can't even.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Oh, he's coming towards me. He has very bony fingers.
What happened to his hand? Oh no!
He broke his fingers.
Shit!
He T-Rexed over here.
Make fun of me again. You're screwed.
What about you? Do you wish I was a professional athlete?
No.
That's awesome.
I don't really care about sports, but you wish you were a professional athlete.
Or at least so married I guess to a I WNBA do star.
Wish it for you.
Thank you.
You want to be married to a WNBA star?
Yeah, imagine like, so it's me and Sue Bird, and she has like right. two MVPs.
Is
and
she
a gold
over 52
medal.
Now?
That's a great question.
Does that work go both ways? Do sure. I get your age plus 12 or my age plus 12?
Your age plus 12.
Shit, Sue Bird is probably like 41, 42. Mm.
Well, we can make exceptions for, if she's your yeah. dream, I don't want to deny you.
You do get
dream.
A hall pass.
Rebecca
yeah.
Lobo?
Yeah.
Who is that?
An even older WNBA mm. star. But I don't even think she's 52.
Yeah, I'll break up his marriage and try to make it work if that's what you want. That's obviously what you're angling for.
I just want someone to make this guy happy.
It sounds like she's making him happy.
Yeah. I think you need to stop blaming yourself or thinking you're the bad guy. Yeah. Just think of the positive things and have a conversation with your wife yeah. about these feelings. But I feel like you're doing, you know, arguably better than us. So.
Yeah. The email Maybe paints him as a very likable, considerate man.
Yeah. Just the fact that he's thinking about this stuff.
Yeah.
He's also 8 years in, so he says it's roughly 20 years.
Right. Yeah. So she's another 12. I mean, if she's ever like, hey, I want to pursue this thing, and it's in conflict with what his trajectory has been,
yeah.
then have the conversation. But if right now she's right. like, we have a newborn, and you're like, my leave or whatever is great. To take care of this baby.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what she wants.
Yeah. What's, if it's army is like land and navy is ocean, what's marine?
Well, you know, he says he's a naval pilot.
No, that's Top Gun.
Wait, isn't that what he said he is?
What did he say it was?
I thought he said he's in the Marine Corps.
Check. He's right in front of you.
No, I can't read. I memorized that.
So I
that
thought
question.
That he's, so here's my vision of this superstar we're talking about.
Yeah, he said
he's
in the US
on
Marine
a plane
Corps.
Sometimes when he's deployed.
Yeah.
And that plane is like also has little planes inside of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then those little planes
Each
get
have little
shoot
pilots.
Out yeah. when the time comes.
Is that what you call a bullet, a little plane?
Right.
Yeah.
And sort of a Russian bullet. Doll of planes.
And so those come out of the plane.
That's cute.
Out of like the butt of the plane. Yeah. And then they all like go over. Overseas.
So like, you should be a general. You should be a general.
Is that why you wanted
anyway,
to talk
I
to this
wanted
guy?
Anyway, I wanted to talk to him for yeah. some research. Right. To just
it's a project. So I know you have one big plane and lots of little planes, and the little planes come out the ass of the big plane.
Can we invade Kuwait yet?
Her sound effect was much better than yours. That was yes. not as good
well,
of a
I have
sound.
A lot of questions about Guam.
Like, where did we land there? And can we land
and
on
And where
there?
Do we land there?
Yeah, you're thoughtful for asking, but ultimately it's maybe fine. And
yeah, ask
lady.
Well, don't ask so us, ask your wife.
Ask your wife.
Ask your wife. Tell her about it, Billy Joel style.
Call your wife now.
Call your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Say you've had the talk with a podcast.
I don't know this song.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's no take way. Another break. People can use the restroom if they want.
Okay.
And then we'll come back with one last act.
Mm.
Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on yeah. this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
Bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, Bark
yeah,
Box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, yes. dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't,
mm-hmm.
You can stop wasting money on things you don't use, Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. If you're watching on YouTube, you see the dingo in the studio.
The ding ding.
He's a carpet on a couch.
Ding. He's in rug. Heaven.
Dingy dingy.
A rug boy. What do you guys think of Dingo so far?
Love him.
Yeah?
He's my best friend.
Yeah.
How long have you had him? I throw myself in a bus in front of a bus for him. I would throw myself in a bus for him, too.
I would ride the bus for him.
I would ride a bus
for him. He's a really good boy.
How long have you had him?
Since August?
Yeah.
So like
end of August.
So not even a year.
Not even a year.
And do you feel like you have maximum love for the Dingo boy?
Oh, I think it's just going to keep increasing. Like, it increased even just, like, in the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Was there a thing that happened or just...
We, like, were away for a little while, and then when he came back, he was just so damn sweet. Yeah. And he, like, remembers me. I'm like, I was never a dog person. So now I'm
learning.
Is
this the first dog that you love?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. You don't love my parents' dog, Charlie?
But this is the first dog I've ever owned that I've loved.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Actually, let's take that again.
We all love Charlie.
So you didn't know. I'm not a dog person. I say I'm a dingo person.
Oh, yes. He's a good boy.
Sort of like me with Luke a little bit.
Yeah. Although you've warmed up to other dogs now.
Yeah.
Luke has opened Amir's capacity to love.
Yeah.
Period. Mostly, you know, other animals. Yeah. He's made you love more deeply and wholly.
And soon Dingo will be my dog. I wonder if your child will make you change your relationship with Dingo.
Possibly, because I just will have like divided attention. Yeah. And now he gets all my attention when I first come home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That said, the child love will be different than the dog love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like.
And he's also, I think the only thing that could make me. I love him the max right now, and I think it'll just keep on going. But like the only thing that would make me like frustrated with him is if he was bad with the baby.
He won't be. You can tell already.
Yeah, we've been hanging out with my nephew is like one, and he's so gentle and
totally
good with him. And we've also been like walking around the house like playing babies crying on Spotify, and like every time he hears the baby cry, we give him a treat. So he's like getting used
to it. That's so smart.
Yeah, I read to do it online.
That's a genius.
You can also bring the baby blanket back to him before you're home and put it around his neck and he'll get used to the baby smell.
Baby smell.
We need these tips because these are great. I have heard like we should come into the house after we're gone, right? Yeah. First, don't come in with baby.
Well, what do you do? Leave the baby outside?
Just for a night. One of us waits outside. Go in. I don't know. I honestly don't know how. I didn't think that far.
Yeah, actually, Dingo's getting mad that we're talking about the baby.
Right. He's storming out of the studio.
I've never seen him like this. He just put on a hat and he's giving a huff. He says he's too old for this shit, but he's only 9 months.
I can't believe you guys that it's been since August. In my mind, it's been like 3 months.
Aww.
Yeah.
He's grown.
He's a giant.
He's a giant.
Okay, one last question to rule them all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is from a lady. So maybe Jillian has her first name. And Avital, you can do her last name.
Okay.
Oh, Julianne
Moore. Yes. Teamwork.
Don't knock the camera, Dingo.
Julianne Moore writes, I hope this email finds you well. I have a history of trauma and I have a lot of anxiety and insecurities that I feel like that's led me to sabotage relationships. I feel like I've gotten used to people not accepting and loving the way I am, so I expect them to leave, and then they do, and I don't want that. Do you have any thoughts on how I can stop sabotaging my own relationships and or how I can become more secure, peaceful, light, and free? I wish I could just wake up and not have any neuroses. Will anyone ever want to be in a romantic relationship with me when I'm like this? History says no.
Oh.
P.S. I've been in and out of therapy for 10 years trying to work on this. I definitely believe that it has improved, but I'm still not where I want to be. I'm almost 30, and I feel like I'll never have a sustaining, happy relationship at this rate.
Yeah, I would say give up.
Give up?
Really? Try EMDR. I'm kidding. But I know she's done therapy, but EMDR is like a, you know, condensed.
What does it stand for?
I imagine,
or what? Is it like a known thing? It's like an EST or something?
It's
eye movement desensitization and
therapy.
Reprocessing.
Okay, yes.
It's like it's supposed to where therapy is kind of indefinite and you come back every week. And some. I personally was like, every week is not going to do it. Like, I have a lot of issues. An hour a week is tough. And sometimes it's less. But EMDR is meant to be like a contained period where you work through like a specific trauma and reprocess it. And it just is a speedier thing.
Oh. Chuck Rhodes does it on Billions.
Oh. Really? Chuck Rhodes does EMDR?
I've never seen Billions, but... There we go.
But now that
not
I know
an
this,
ad for that.
There's a lot of science behind it. It seems so bizarre because it's really about like bilateral stimulation while you're processing, which can be that's why the eye movement, whatever, like some people it's moving sideways. I did it with like buzzers and they go off in each hand. Some people have done it over Zoom and there's like a thing that moves back and forth. Even like Beat Saber is a little bilateral stimulation. Oh. So
VR game?
Practical.
Yeah.
Seems like very self-aware. The only flag I had here is like you're 30, like give it time. 30 is super young or almost 30.
Yeah,
almost
so
30,
young,
not even
like
30
it's
yet.
Still, this is a long journey for sure, but 30 feels like it's arbitrary. It doesn't have to be some kind of milestone age where everything has to be in place in order for life to happen.
I think I was feeling like this person to an extent, and I met Jill when I was 28.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You had self-sabotaging relationships?
I don't think, I mean, I definitely didn't have as much trauma as this person, but I was sabotaging relationships and also just like thinking that I was a bad guy, so I shouldn't be in a relationship. And I needed to like reframe that.
Interesting.
Like thinking that I was a good guy, so I deserved a good relationship. But
that's great advice, reframing.
Yeah. But I mean, it sounds like doing therapy to help you do it seems pretty good. I just got lucky.
Also,
I've been his EMDR.
You are.
Okay.
His JILL.
I want to share.
What does that one stand for?
Jillian Beat Saber Lover Lab.
J-I?
Is Beat Saber? Oh, sorry. I thought you said I Beat Saber. I Beat Saber.
So the most like insightful moment I've ever witnessed Amir to have ties into this. I think about this all the time because I'd say like your EQ, is that what it's called? The emotional EQ? It's not like crazy high.
Oh, emotional intelligence, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're very good at math.
That's true.
So, you know, you have to pick and choose. Out. Like, you can't have it all, ladies. Choose what's most important to you.
Choose what's hottest. Being emotionally intelligent or being good at splitting the bill really nice.
How about 20% of 800? I literally know it's 160. That fast. Would you rather have that or someone who knows?
What's the most?
Okay. So
we're trying to distract from Avital telling us about a time that you were in.
Well, I'm worried it'll be about something about my small dick or something.
Why would that be anything?
So it is small.
He admitted it.
I haven't seen it. We're waiting until we get married.
That's the right answer.
Okay, so the saying that everybody that you hear all the time is like, you can't really be loved by another person until you love yourself, blah, blah, blah. And so I also was like, I'm too fucked up. I'll never be in anything healthy. And I don't think that's true because I think you like accepted me anyway before that. But I would sabotage everything and would always find ways to ruin things. And at one point we were having some kind of fight and it was that. It was like I was just looking for some way to blow it up. And I'm going to tell you what Amir said, but I feel like it's all in the delivery and mine is probably not as good. Mine might sound condescending, but it was so genuine and sweet in the moment. Amir just went, I don't like it when you try to make yourself sad.
Ooh.
And it like cut to the
quick of what was happening.
That's nice.
I don't remember saying that, but that's a really cool line.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did say
it. Yeah, it meant nothing to him, and it's like the moment that crystallized any sort of emotional intelligence. Wow.
I was eating a hoagie while I said it. Oh, sorry, I'm on a Bluetooth. What did
I say? I was talking to the TV, babe.
Just answer the first question with that advice.
I remember you bringing that up earlier on, but I don't remember specifically what the fight was or anything like that.
I don't either, because it didn't matter. It was just sabotage. It was just a way. So I do think, like, what you were saying, like, Jillian sort of diffused that in you and Amir sort of diffused that in me. And I don't want to give the advice of, like, the right person will like you. I mean, definitely try to work on it, but...
I think that's why I think it was, like, in tandem. Like, I was kind of, like, giving myself... I was doing, like, daily affirmations and, like, still, like, failing and... And I would do them sometimes and be like, you're such a piece of shit. And like, say it, you know, do my whatever.
So I don't think that's what an affirmation is.
Well, no, but I mean, I would do an affirmation in the morning, be a shithead, and then like, you know, do it again in the next day. But like, you know, with feeling like I just keep on letting myself down. But I think working on yourself in tandem with looking for something and then like maybe the two things can coincide and it's the right time. And maybe you're not perfect, but you've done enough work. Just to be like ready for the relationship that helps you work through the rest of the stuff or meet somebody who doesn't mind if you're a continual work in progress.
And we all are. There's no like the finish line is death. That's it. You never get to a point where you're like, I'm healed now.
Yeah. But death is perfect because it's so final.
Yeah. Then you're done.
Yeah.
Well, it's also where you were. My dad, I think it comes from some Jewish proverb, but like the real question isn't like which rung of the ladder you're on. It's the where you were the day before. So it's not like about how high, it's the direction.
Yeah. That's really nice. That's good too.
Thank you, Howard Ash.
Shout out.
All the men in your life saying really wise shit.
Every once in a while, with the rest of the time, like nothing at all.
Rest of the time,
we like
just
to starve you so that when we
fart in the toilet from the bathroom.
Will you quit it with the echoey fart? That was 1 year.
I lived with you. The most echoey fart. Jill remembers.
I remember them. I can't. I'm not going to do a sound effect. It's not going to do it justice.
You're 100% for sound effects now. You don't know if you want to drop the...
I really shouldn't. That's you nailed my business. The other one. You can pay me for that.
All right. Good advice, everybody.
What affirmations were you using?
I remember talking about love being like a tree that had like deep roots and also like reached for the light and expanded.
Wow.
So like trying to... I was basically trying to ground myself and give myself some kind of foundation.
Which Jill has a very grounding energy.
Yeah. I was trying to become a tree. And I feel like Jill's helped me become a tree.
I love that. It's so poetic.
Thank you.
Actually, Amir means top of tree.
It's true.
Wow.
And I technically am the tree of life right now.
Whoa. And Jillian means trunk of tree.
No, I should have said
and
that.
And Jillian means roots.
Where a squirrel lives.
You.
No, I'm a chipmunk.
Right.
Well, it's close.
What does Avital mean?
Morning dew.
Awesome. And what does Jillian actually mean?
I don't know, like maybe baby lamb or something.
Oh, it does mean baby
does
lamb.
It?
I'm pretty sure.
I think I took someone else's from Hebrew school and started using it as mine. Because I said this back to Jake recently, and then I was like, is it? And it was like, that's what Talia means. And I'm like, oh, I definitely just took Talia's Jewish name.
Talia is dew of God, because the tal is in my name also.
What? This is Amir's so gonna confusing. Look it up. And also, it's not Jillian. It'd be like my Hebrew name, no?
Yeah.
Oh, the name Lamb means lamb, actually.
But what about like...
15 lovely names that mean lamb.
I think it was Hannah. It was Hannah's because it's like that's the Jewish name.
Oh, yeah. Gil means lamb. So maybe Jill.
Hannah then for Hannah, right?
Right.
Hannah
Rachel.
Means what?
What is it? Jacob?
Oh, yeah. Talia also is lamb.
See? What is Jacob?
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
This is weird.
Wait, but Talia, maybe it's like...
And so then a coincidence that she and I were both lambs in our Hebrew school.
Yeah, because we got lambs, we got sheep, we got goats.
But you know, because you speak enough Hebrew, that Talia would mean dew of God. Unless it's maybe one of those were combined.
Put
the words
together.
Mean something, but as one word, it's something else.
Right.
This one means to follow be behind, but it can also mean to supplant or overreach.
That's awful. Dingo. That's what dingo
that's
means.
That's what Jacob means. Jacob.
Oh, right. Because he grabbed the ankle. Right.
Yeah. Oh,
the...
yes.
Esau. Yeah. You should change your name to Esau.
Yeah. Esau is the big, strong, cool brother. And Jacob grabbed him by the heel and tried to get out
to
first.
To supplant him.
Yes. Yeah, to supplant. That's right.
Wow. Good for you did want to be a plant.
Yes. What about the name Juno?
And I wanted to reach like a tree.
What about it?
It's beautiful.
Other things that mean lamb.
You're just
Juno
looking up names.
Yeah. Or Carolyn or something. Last minute audible. If you want to go.
Carolyn, how do you guess the baby's name?
Yeah. We Amazing did it. Word. We, I mean you.
Rachel also.
Where did the abortion German. Thing come from? You should tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. Terrible names for babies. I saw like some lists on a meme, and one of them was Abortia.
Oh my God.
As a bad name. As a bad name.
It's so funny.
Really bad. Really bad.
Abortia.
Shockingly bad.
But also kind of beautiful.
Not really.
No. Not the meaning.
Just the sound.
Just the sound of it.
I don't even know about
it. It's like Porsche, but prettier.
Yeah, right. Porsche. Abortia de Rossi.
Porsche's great.
Yeah. All right. Jill, Avital, I'm glad we snuck it in.
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready to say goodbye.
I've listened to every single episode, and I'm not ready for them to end.
Well, you haven't listened to any of them yet.
I've listened to one.
Yeah, what is this podcast? What is this podcast meant to you two?
You know, the big thing for me, so big congratulations to you. I don't know if I've gotten to say it to you in person, is that you had a cast member of The White Lotus on the podcast. So I did listen to that episode.
Shout out to Adam DeMarco, yeah.
Love The White Lotus a lot.
Yeah.
So that and was... you had the gall to have him on not having finished the show.
Unbelievable.
I've tried Unbelievable. So hard.
Did you?
He did. He okay. downloaded all the episodes.
I think I was like...
a plane ride.
I was like half an episode behind when we had him on.
He was maybe sick the week before.
Okay, fine. Yeah. I'll let it slide.
And I was going to just say for me,
I'm more mad than him, for
been
sure.
been lovely watching your friendship these last few years.
Oh, that one was good too, yeah. So the White Lotus, watching your friendship.
Way to make me look bad.
Big two, I think.
I should say Adam DeMarco. I just said White Lotus. But you know what I mean? Yeah, anybody yeah. from that show, I would be thrilled
right.
for you guys.
And you don't care if we're friends or not.
No. I mean, this ends as soon as the podcast
oh,
ends,
yeah,
right?
Totally. I'll never yeah. speak to Jacob ever again.
Oh.
I mean, you saw what his name meant. Overreach?
Overreach.
He's trying to pull you by your heel.
Exactly. I'm an Esau to him.
The last 10 years it felt like, at least.
Exactly. Not. It should be a seesaw instead. It's
I was going to say it.
Seesaw.
Yeah, I was going to say you guys are more like a seesaw than an Esau.
That's pretty good.
He okay. said that's pretty good because he said it.
Yeah. It's so good I almost said it.
In you fact, did say I did. It, yeah.
Anything to promote? What about your child, your upcoming child? Hey, coming soon.
Coming May 12th.
Blah, 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 blah. Boom, 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 boom.
May 12th ish.
Ish.
Plus or minus.
Yeah.
4 weeks. You want to drop the name real quick? Just the name? We can bleep it out.
No.
Just cause nope.
You have it already?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Middle name too?
What if you meet her and she Maybe. Upsets your expectation?
Oh, that's interesting. You can't fully name a
your
child.
Your face was really good.
I'm a parent. I made the decision. Okay. I don't know.
Okay, great. No, yeah. I like that. Let her know real quick she's under your thumb.
It is what it is.
Whatever burgeoning personality she has does not matter.
I think it'd be we'll give more her a nickname. Unfair if yeah. I waited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have anything to promote? Anything to
no.
reference?
No.
Check out?
No.
So, Avital, you get two.
Wow. I'll be at Edinburgh Fringe.
Whoa.
In August, for all of August, if you're in the UK or if you're nearby or if you're not
Scottish fans.
And want to come, yeah.
Are you
going to
go, Amir?
I might go at the end of it.
Nice.
TBD.
Oh my God.
I'll be at Monkey Barrel, which is a really cool venue. Well, they have all these pop up venues, so I won't be at Monkey Barrel, but I'll be with Monkey Barrel, Sick. One of their venues. And then depending on when it comes out, I'm going to do my hour online as well via Nowhere Comedy. So you can, that'll be in May. I'm figuring out the date, but I'll do an hour and you can watch from anywhere in the world because it'll be over Zoom. And it's the first time I'm going to be like trying to sell tickets to something. So that's nerve wracking.
Will it be on avitalash.com?
You know, it should be. I don't know if I trust myself to update it, but I'll say yes, but maybe you'll want to check.
Say yes now. It'll hold you to it.
Okay. Yes. Also, I'll put like a link tree on my Instagram and you can find that stuff there at avitalash.
All right. Two plugs, Instagram and then avitalash.com.
And I'll also
hopefully.
Plug Natalie Porcupine, whose upcoming birth I'm very excited for.
I'm going to be an aunt.
Yeah.
Finally.
All right, sweet.
Thanks
to you guys for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for submitting theme songs, questions. It's all at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. We're still making videos on our Patreon. patreon.com/JA.
Ja.
And that will continue to carry on. So if you miss us already, check us out there. Let's hear that theme song again. It was written by a robot. Nice. But it was conceived of by... Did I ever say his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we talked about his website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jake Berg. It's Jake Berg.
Yeah, on Instagram.
So thank you, Jake. Thank you, AI, ChatGPT. Let's hear it one more time, and we'll be back next week for maybe the last time ever.
Jake and Amir, two Jewish guys with a podcast that's known to make you smile. They answer questions from the listeners so true in a comedic style that's fresh and brand new.
If I were you, what would I do? Ask Jake and Amir. They'll give you a clue. Gold mic for Jake, turdy for Amir. Two comedians bringing laughter. Don't you fear.
Jake with his wit, and Amir with his frown, asking questions and putting them to the test. Sometimes Jake becomes the Game Boy, and Amir the chipmunk that's always a mess.
If I were you, what would I do? Ask Jake and Amir. They'll give you a clue. Gold mic for Jake, turdy for Amir. Two comedians bringing laughter, don't you fear.
So tune in every week to If I Were You, where Jake and Amir will answer your questions too. They'll bring the laughs and the giggles galore, with a comedic theme that'll have you wanting more.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Nelly Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.